And that was Depeche Mode with...
No, it wasn't. It was Erasure.
Erasure! Oh,
see,
no!
We're getting our Depeche Modes and our Erasures all mixed up.
So, today we cannot go without saying that today's National Day is National Chocolate Raisin... Chocolate-covered Raisin Day. You know, that most beloved of national holidays.
It's a strange world, isn't it?
I like the fact that every day something, just so I can be like, oh, what is today? Oh, today is dance like a Spice Girl Day or something.
That'd be cool.
Get people to do a few more moves.
Well, funny you should mention national days, because Sarah has prepared for us a little competition. Mm-hmm. So I've got a list in front of me of national days, and you've got to guess which are genuine national days and which are made up national days. National or national, exactly. So, right, first one then. Jennifer Hudson Day. It's real, national, or national?
See, I'm going to say Jennifer Hudson is famous enough, so I'm going to say national.
You're right, 6th of March. 6th of March is Jennifer Hudson Day.
I shall worship her on that day.
Some people might worship her on other days as well, but not a bad actress. Okay, so Vegan Pizza Day, national or national?
Oh, see, vegan pizza is a funny one because a lot of pizzas are vegan, so it does kind of feel like it's a bit redundant. I'm going to say national.
You're on it. You are on it. It's a big X. There is no, if anyone wants to set one up, there is no Vegan Pizza Day as of yet. So the third one we've got on the list is National Banana Bread Day.
Oh, definitely. There is definitely a National Banana Bread Day. There has to be.
There is. Care to guess when?
I'm going to say banana bread would come out sometime in like early summer. So I'm going to say sometime in June.
No, it's definitely one for the winter evenings. It's 23rd of February.
Ah. Okay, but bananas don't even ripen then.
Maybe just banana bread in the winter is a good thing.
As our producer Sarah just said, all bananas make good banana bread.
Okay,
which is a nice.
Okay, I'll have to try some of Sarah's banana bread one day. Then that would be good. Right. So the next one we have is National Global Positioning System Appreciation Day. GPS.
Okay.
Phone GPS Appreciation Day.
Oh, people appreciate their phones a lot. And I am someone who I am often accused by friends and partners as someone who looks at my phone too much. So I'm going to say yes.
Sadly not.
Oh,
that's
no.
Your first miss. Your first national.
Right, I'm starting a national GPS
day. I think it's a good plan because where would we be without the likes of Google Maps and things to get around? Other maps are available.
Listeners, Greg just did a pun. He did a where would we be pun.
Maybe. Singles Day.
Yes, absolutely.
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
Wow.
And that is if I can read Sarah's writing correctly. She's nodding at me. So, yeah. Nope, there is no national or international Singles Day. There should be. There absolutely should be. I'm surprised at that
It should
one.
Be the day after Valentine's Day.
What a great idea. What a fantastic idea. There we go. Officially now. The 15th of February is Singles Day.
This is the place, Burr Studio. This is where we workshop.
What a commercial opportunity. Mm. You know, everything is over commercialized these days. National Singles Day.
Let's get going.
Yeah.
2018, National Singles Day.
Now, here's one I like. Festival of Sleep Day. Is there a Festival
People
of Sleep
love
Day?
People love sleep. And I will be admit as one who loves sleep, but I'm a bit cautious now, kind of once bitten, twice shy. But I'm going to say yes, it is.
You're right. And it's a good day. Have a guess. It's a really good day to have it.
Good day to have it. What's a nice day? It would be.
You got to think about when you are going to be just needing as much sleep as you can get. Which part of the year?
November.
Nope. Think a little bit later. Well, in fact, it's really, really early in the year because it's just after that.
Oh, January.
3rd of January.
3rd of January.
So, you know, the whole Christmas partying thing, going back to work, all of that. 3rd of January, Festival of Sleep Day. Oh, now here's another one. We're hitting them now, the ones I really like. Beer Can Appreciation Day.
You see, I don't understand Beer Appreciation Day, but beer cans? Who appreciates beer cans? I'm more a bottle man myself, so I'm going to say no.
No, 24th of January.
Oh,
Beer Can Appreciation Day.
Why did I start so well? What's happening?
It has tailed off a little, hasn't it? Right, you've got three left. Three left to redeem yourself. So National Lasagna Day.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Any guess when?
Oh, I'm going to say the 4th of February.
No. 29th of July.
Oh,
wow.
That's
strange. I would have said lasagna would work better in the winter, but hey, 29th of July, National Lasagna Day. So, yeah. Let's all make a commitment to bake a lasagna.
I could really go for a lasagna right now, actually.
And then here's a really obscure one. National or Nationo for Felt Hat Day.
Oh, see, it's obscure enough that I'm starting to figure whether this game is messing with me. So I'm going to say, yes, it is.
15th of September.
Why 15th of September, I wonder? Why would that be the day of felt hats?
I don't know. We can look it up later. If anyone knows, get in touch.
You can at Burst Radio and at the Burst Facebook.co, burst.co.uk.
So if anyone feels like Googling that for us.
Get in touch.
And then the final one, International Random Acts of Kindness Day.
Yes. I completely believe in this. If it doesn't exist, I will make sure today, whatever date it is today, 24th of March, will become.
You've got yourself a job there.
Oh, that means it doesn't exist.
So there you go. Well, you heard it live on air. Jordan is going to start International Random Acts of Kindness Day.
24th of March,
guys. And I agree with him. I think that would be a really, really good thing for everyone to do. Random Acts of Kindness. We need more of them in the world.
Well, I think we did a really spot-on competition there, Greg. Except for the fact that I only scored half points. But that doesn't matter. Not going to mention it. So next playing up is Adele, Water Under the Bridge.
Thank you. radio station.
This is Burst Live.
This is Burst.
And that was Adele, Water Under the Bridge. We have a couple of handsome gentlemen who've joined us in the studio. I thought we'd just ask them quickly about felt hats, since we've been doing a bit of the old Google research. Nick, Stuart, hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm well, thank you. So we did a bit of the old searching about felt hats, and we've discovered some quite interesting things, haven't we, Greg?
We have. So here's one. The phrase mad as a hatter comes from the use of mercury nitrate in haberdasheries in the late 18th and early 19th centuries. And over time, daily exposure to this metal caused these tradesmen to develop dementia, tics and other symptoms, causing people to believe they had gone mad, which is quite worrying. I'm That's glad we have bonkers. Kind of controls on stuff like that these days, and like British standards to test everything so that we don't end up poisoning ourselves.
The only tragedy being that we lose the names for things. We no longer have, you know, we can't create clever phrases like mad as a hatter.
This is true. But yeah, so National Felt Hat Day, observed annually on September the 15th.
I don't think I've ever owned a felt hat.
No, me neither.
No, I mean, oh no, I do. I lie. Sorry.
Jordan has a felt hat.
Well, it seems like the kind of thing that I would do. Come on, looking at me.
I own many things, like gorilla costumes and stuff like that, but I don't have a felt hat, no. It's one I'm going to have to add to the collection.
Well, just reading through here, warmer felt hats were donned this time of year, replacing the lighter, cooler straw hats. So maybe as winter closes in, you just put your gorilla costume on.
Absolutely, that's the plan. And just see what the public do.
Yeah, that's cool.
I also own a fez as well, just, you know.
I'll be taking that after this.
Oh, come at me, come at me.
I will.
So, gentlemen, you, I believe that you have some interesting stuff to share with us about programming on Tuesday.
Well, it's actually on Wednesday. We've got Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Make sure you're listening to Burst, because we have our wonderful Nick and Stu's WrestleMania preview.
Indeed. Yeah, it's about 2 hours long, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. We have a mix of classic wrestling songs throughout the years, and we preview all the matches, and we try and review what's going to happen, really, don't we?
Yeah, it's going to be a really great show this year. Lots of big matches, old names coming back, and new wrestlers as well who are really going to up the ante. Lots and lots of awesome stuff coming up.
Ah, so can you give us your best rendition of a proper wrestler announce, you know, type Hulk Hogan type?
Well, let me tell you something, brother. Well, you gotta tune in to Burst on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. All the dudes and all the dudettes are gonna move the mountain so they can listen in to Nick and Stu's WrestleMania preview.
Note to producer Sarah, we're making that a jingle.
I can't better that. I'm not gonna try. That was great.
Ah, well, thank you guys for coming in and talking a bit about your show.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, cheers.
And we've got Mike the Mechanics coming up.
My shoulder with an aching deep in my
And that was Mike and the Mechanics with Beggar on a Beach of Gold. Over my shoulder. So
I think that was the album, wasn't it?
Did I have the album instead of the name of the song?
Yeah, although I have to confess, I'm not their biggest... Oh, I'll listen to the music, I like the music, but I'm not a Mike and the Mechanics out and out fan.
Oh, it has that kind of cheesy beach vibe that I love, like the sort of thing which you'd sing like cool. Home and Away, kind of... Only.
Do you know, I'd never thought of it like that, but yeah. I could see nice Bournemouth Beach in the hot sun in July, and that was on somebody's beatbox somewhere.
Well, if you do love Mike and the Mechanics... And the Machine, sorry.
Mike and the Mechanics.
Mike and the Mechanics. Yeah. They are playing tonight in Bournemouth at the Pavilion.
Huh?
Are you excited, Greg?
Yeah.
You're going to rush to get your ticket. Well, if you do miss them, because obviously this is, you know, that it is tonight, they're also playing at Portsmouth on Saturday. And okay. Then on Sunday, they're playing at the Royal Albert Hall.
Ah, so there's obviously enough of a following then.
Yeah.
I might not be one of their major fans, but there's plenty of people out there that are, clearly. So.
Bit of a confession? I have never heard of them until this
video. No way.
No idea.
So you don't know that they came out of Genesis?
No, I did not.
Mike Rutherford?
No.
Guitarist with Genesis?
Well, that's complete ignorance. It's not the same as our dear producer, Sarah, who didn't know. Shall we once again do our segment, dobbing in producers?
Well, they are of a certain time. Mike and the Mechanics. Mm. So I think I'm at the lower end of their demographic appeal.
Well,
so.
I've just never heard of them until this very moment.
It's good pop music that you know can hear on the radio in the car and sing along to, and nothing wrong with it at all. Good fun.
All right. Well then, shall we transition straight into the fact that, you know, we mentioned Genesis of the band, so shall we go straight into a Genesis?
Yeah, and again, Genesis, interesting name for a band, Genesis, because they did Genesis several times. Peter Gabriel and early Genesis was really, really progressive, cutting edge stuff. And then Peter Gabriel left for his solo career, and we got the kind of Phil Collins version of Genesis, which is a little more poppy. And Invisible Touch is one of those really good pop songs that I remember back in when I was a little bit more youthful. So
I'm seeing you, Greg, with long, luscious hair, waving it behind you.
Maybe at one point. Should we play the song?
Great.
Nothing could go wrong. Join Sarah at 6 or 7pm Monday the 27th of March. Grab a dram and relax to Scotland's finest folk music.
So of course we have to return to the wonderful weekly segment of
Celebrity Birthdays.
So today is in fact something that shocks me beyond belief. It is Mary Berry's 84th birthday.
82nd.
82nd, sorry. 82nd birthday. It's still shocking.
Yeah.
She's 82 and she's still doing Bake Off. Or was still doing Bake Off.
She's got a new show now, hasn't she, I believe? Yeah, she has another show. That she's still 82. Cooking things and... Yeah,
Mary,
she is.
Mary, if you're listening, put your feet up. You're 82, you can relax now. You've had a great career.
But she's still... All that stuff that she bakes. And she's like stick thin. I mean, if I baked like she does, I'd be the size of a house.
That's why I avoid baking. I'm more a savoury cook, just because I know if I baked treats, I would just constantly be eating treats because I'm terrible for sweet tooth.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, the other major birthday is, of course, that wonderful... Can you call him a comedian or comedy actor, I suppose? Of course, being...
Jim Parsons.
Jim Parsons, yeah. who is 44.
From Big Bang Theory. 44 today? No, today? Maybe not. This week. No, it is today. It is today. Yeah.
And, I mean, do you watch The Big Bang Theory?
I'm not that big on The Big Bang.
The tragedy is, I started watching it, but I hate watching it. Like, I hate watched it originally. Like, a show which I watch every week, because it was on, you know, E4, and I'd sit there and come home from school and be like, why am I watching it? I hate this show. And slowly, it's kind of grown to me to the point where I'm still watching it now. Like, where I'm like, well, I guess it's all right. Like, which is really not a great way.
So it's
way.
A habit rather than a need.
Which is not great.
Yeah.
I mean, we've just discovered as well that actually, coincidentally, it was announced this last week that it's going to be renewed for 2 more seasons. So
okay.
two more years of Big Bang Theory. Yeah.
Wow. And so then the third birthday. Well, you can't really call it a birthday because...
Well, he was born. He was born.
But yeah, all right. So he's not around anymore. Born quite some time ago in 1874.
Oh.
It's Harry Houdini. Real name, Harry Vice.
Harry Vice. That's almost more... I'd rather kept the name Harry Vice because it's a little bit sinister.
Yeah, well, the stage name Houdini worked for him, so...
Well, originally he was from Hungary.
Okay.
Which is... quite shocking, really. I don't know why, but I always imagined him to be an American. I've never heard his voice, so I have no idea, but yeah. In my head I just pictured like a proper thick American accent.
Legendary magician and escape artist, of course. Mm. So yeah.
It could have been magic, eh? Could have been magic. Who know the way through is love and unity to all of God's children. Should be spent and for remembrance of those who lived and died for the oneness of our people. So let us all begin. We know that love can win. Let it out, don't hold it in. Sit loud.
the dream become a reality. I know we will, because our hearts tell us so.
Bournemouth Internet Radio Station.
This is Burst Live.
This is Burst.
Bagpipes, haggis, kilts with no trousers, whiskey and shenanigans, all typically Scottish, but do you know much about the music?
There's probably not one pub in the West Coast, in the islands of the West Coast, that we'd go into and we wouldn't know somebody that we could have a pint with or whatever, you know. So it's really good crack.
Join Sarah this Monday for interviews, music, stories and more.
I'm working here in Glasgow and I've got a decent job.
Will the dance and return to the island of the young?
6:07 PM, Monday the 27th of March. Grab a dram and relax to Scotland's finest folk music.
And as that trailer tells you, Sarah's Scottish special will be on Sunday, 6 or 7.
Can't wait.
Yeah, sounds great.
Sounds brilliant.
Yeah, and then also later, other programmes we have coming up this week is on Tuesday. We have Caitlin's Country Classic at 7.
7 till 8, that one is, yeah. 1 hour. And then Wednesday, you heard them earlier, Nick and Stuart. That has got to be a jingle. Nick's little cameo there doing his wrestling announcing. That has got to become the jingle for that show.
It absolutely has.
Yeah, that's on at 7, and they will be looking forward to the biggest wrestling extravaganza of the year, WrestleMania, and previewing the card and playing some good wrestling music. So hopefully that'll include a whole load of hard rock, because I think that's what suits wrestling.
Yeah, and of course, ending off this week, being the last in the current series of the Friday show, 3-5.
So we're the penultimate show, are we?
We are.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that. That's news to me.
Oh, I like how you sat back confidently, like, yeah, top this next week. But yeah, that will again be 3-5 on next Friday with Sam and Laura. Cool.
So we got a few songs to go. What's the time? 10 minutes left. Should we do Dire Straits' Walk of Life, I think?
Sounds good to me.
Thank you.
And we're back to end off the show with one game of Categories, the weekly show we play with, you know, normally between presenter and producer, where one names a category and the other must guess it. But today, it'll be head-to-head. Jordan, Greg, who will win?
So, shall I kick off?
Let's do this.
I'm going to keep it rock and roll. So, I am going to say, in 30 seconds, give me as many guitar brands as you can. They can be acoustic or they can be electric.
You have already stuffed me. I'm already thinking, oh no. You've killed me, Greg.
Think of some of the big music manufacturers.
I could
pianos, violins when you were a kid at school.
Okay.
Big Japanese, I believe. Begins with a Y. They make engines. They make motorcycles.
Yeah.
That would start.
Oh no.
Well, we got Yamaha, then there's
Yamaha.
Fender, Martin, Taylor,
no.
Gibson,
no.
Ibanez.
That was terrible for me. Okay. In that case, you're going to really nail me on this one. So I was going to go for my category is famous dances.
Famous dances? Well, you've got like Foxtrot and all the stuff that's on Strictly. Now I'm stumped. Swan Lake. Can I include things like ballet?
No, I was. See, when I said famous dances, I meant contemporary dances. You know, pop dances.
Oh, what? Like the Birdie song, Tweet thing, and Macarena, and what's the one with Wigfield? Saturday Night. There's a. Yeah, does that work? Sarah's nodding. Saturday Night, does that count? Oh, there's the klaxon, thank goodness.
You see, technically, you got quite a few out on me there. You mentioned classic dances, which, again, isn't against the rules. So you mentioned three of those. And on top of that, you mentioned three more. Well, I suppose... So that gives us six. 6-0. That's just embarrassing. Oh. Okay, so
We'll have a rematch sometime.
Next time, Greg, next time! Okay, so we are going to say our fond farewells. It has been a pleasure to have you, Greg. It has been a pleasure to have you, Greg. So
thank you. It's been good fun. I've enjoyed it.
You know, and we shall return once more, maybe one day. We shall reunite. And so now we're going to end on Death Leopard.